Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, welcome back to the Legal Nurse Podcast. This is your co-host, Kelly Campbell, and our guest co-host is Sue Allen Clayton. Today's topic is self-care for solopreneurs, how to recover from burnout in a company of one. Sue Allen Clayton spent more than 20 years as a freelance writer, writing on subjects ranging from plastic surgery to porta potties. After her own experience with burnout, she founded the Serene Solopreneur Community to educate and support female home-based business owners. Welcome, Sue. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I'm so happy to be on.
Oh, I am so glad you're on. And I actually had the opportunity to witness you as a speaker at the podcast convention. I so enjoyed your presentation. Thank you again for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. And it was really a delight to speak about self-care. It's something that we as entrepreneurs, we kind of don't realize that we're the main asset in our business. So if something goes wrong with us, our business essentially goes to hell. So it's really important we take care of ourselves.
Oh, so true. So true. I was just getting over shingles and, you know, I got behind on things and, you know, trying to delegate things and have a type A personality can be very difficult. So,
yes.
Oh, goodness. Well, before we get started, I guess we should define what is burnout.
You know, it's funny when I talk to people about burnout. They never need a definition, right? They just know. If you're burnt out, you know, and you just like know. But I did look it up because I thought you might ask me that question. So according to Merriam-Webster, burnout is exhaustion of physical or emotional strength or motivation, usually as a result of prolonged stress or frustration. And I thought it was interesting that it was coined in the 1970s to do with doctors and nurses. So that's where the term originated. So any of your nursing listeners that are listening could be like some of the pioneers of burnout.
You know, it's interesting that we're having this topic. I love LinkedIn for articles and continuing education. And right now the trend is following physician burnout and clinical burnout and how it affects the patient population. So this topic couldn't come at a better time. So what got you interested specifically in burnout for solo entrepreneurs?
So your question is a great segue because as a writer, probably about 5 years ago, I interviewed a dentist and I was redoing their website. So I was just talking to him about his biography so I could do his About Me page. And I could tell he was miserable. He just, the way he came across, he hated what he was doing. He hated his patients. He called them nasty names. I could just tell he hated everything about his life.
Oh, goodness.
This man is burned out and he has nobody to go talk to. He's the head of this practice. I'm sure, you know, his assistants didn't want to know how much he hated his job. I'm sure his wife didn't know. And so that was the first time I really recognized burnout. And that just sort of marinated until last summer. And I had spent the last 3 years writing for plastic surgeons. And so my job was to convince mainly young women that they needed breast augmentation and other surgeries so they would look like the Kardashians, essentially. And one day I just couldn't do it anymore. It just was not, it was not feeling like a good thing to do. And I realized, oh my gosh, like I'm burnt out. And so that was recognizing, oh, it happens to solopreneurs. At that point, I knew about the dentist, but I don't think I realized it would ever happen to me.
Right. Right. You can recognize it in others before yourself.
And you don't really think it's a thing when you're a solopreneur. Like nobody talks about this kind of stuff, and or very few people do. So yeah, it was kind of a surprise that I self-diagnosed myself with it.
Yeah. So why do you think solopreneurs burn out?
Oh my gosh. There are so many reasons. One is like the dentist example, you know, where you really have nobody to talk to. And so I think that's one thing. There's a huge amount of stress being a solopreneur when you're doing everything yourself. So last night or yesterday, I set up a password security system. And if I was in a big company, I would have had someone do it for me. So I did it myself, and then I locked myself out of all my email.
Oh, no.
That's the kind of stuff that happens that is going to take me a few hours to resolve. And so as solopreneurs, we're not just like writing, which was my job before, but I'm a photographer, I'm a web designer, I'm a writer, I'm running payments through things. So I think it's very overwhelming what we do. And then we have like erratic income. I think that's extremely stressful for people that are used to getting a regular paycheck. There's the
learning, you're learning to be a jack of all trades.
Absolutely. And then I think we can be very isolated. Like if you're, and we can take things very personally. So if you work for AT&T and you have a client that tells you your website sucks, you really don't take that very personally. And you also have colleagues that go, oh yeah, you're right, that guy's an idiot. But when it's just you, like all that stuff is on your shoulders. And I think we take it very personally. And that can lead to burnout as well. So those are some of the reasons. Oh, and then just for women, we are, like, if we only were running our business, that would be great. But most of us are running households. We have kids. We have animals. We have elderly parents. We have siblings. We have community obligations. So all those things together just make life very stressful.
Yes, no kidding. Now, during your presentation, you mentioned a study from Berkeley that showed entrepreneurs, and please, you know, go into it a little bit more, that entrepreneurs had higher rates of mental health conditions. And that took me by surprise because I'm an entrepreneur and I'm like, can you review this for our audience here?
I can, and I found watching the room, it took everybody by surprise. So this was a study done by Michael Friedman out of UCLA Berkeley in 2015, and I'll give you the link so that you have it for your show notes. But he had a group of about 300 entrepreneurs self-report whether they had now or had experienced certain mental health conditions in their life. And he found that entrepreneurs had twice the rate of depression. So in the control group, it was 15%. In the entrepreneur community, 30% of people had dealt with depression. And we think of that room at MapCon. That was 30 people in that room. ADHD, the control group had 5%, and the entrepreneurs had 29%. So six times the amount of ADHD in the entrepreneur group. The entrepreneur group had three times as much substance abuse and 11 times more bipolar disorder, which is just incredible.
It is. And does it specify, I'm very curious, does it specify it's because dealing with stress or is it because of their motivation?
Yeah, I'd love to know the answer to that question. Freeman did not study it, But it's sort of a chicken and egg. Like, do people become more depressed because they're entrepreneurs? Or do people with mental health conditions choose to be entrepreneurs? And I don't know the answer to that.
Right, right. Well, it is interesting. There's such a high incidence or correlation, and yet you never hear about it. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's very interesting because working as a writer and having a lot of friends who are entrepreneurs, we talk about it, but you don't talk about it in public. So, and I think it's because we don't want our clients to think that we don't have our act together. And like back to the dentist example, when I go to the dentist and I'm in that chair, I don't want him to go, oh, I had a really sad night last night. my dog's sick and I'm feeling terrible today. You want him or her to be like, good morning, how are you? And we do that as entrepreneurs. We really have to put on a happy face for people. And that gets exhausting. Can I tell you a quick story?
Yeah.
This is Pat Iyer. Do you want to be able to refer back to the tips we shared in this podcast? We transcribe every show. Have you ever read a transcript created by artificial intelligence? The computer makes a guess at the words. If a human does not proofread that transcript, there will be parts that don't make sense. Our transcripts eliminate that frustration. We use a human to do the transcription, and then we proofread the transcript, not once, but by three people. Why would you want the transcripts? Maybe you want to be able to implement the tips we share, and to do so, you want to refer to what you heard. Maybe you'd like to read instead of listen to learn. We started transcribing Legal Nurse Podcast right from the beginning. Get the transcripts by using this short link, http://lnc.tips/transcripts. That link is http://lnc.tips/transcripts. We offer you the transcripts for free. Now, let's return to the show.
Please.
So this is when my son was born, we had a pediatrician where we lived in Arizona. And my son was a week old and we took him for his first pediatric appointment. And the pediatrician was late and I, you know, new mother, baby, I was kind of upset. And she came into the room and I could tell that she was a little bit upset, but she went through the whole thing with the new baby and all my questions. And she left the room. And I just remember that situation where I knew something was off about her. A few months later, I discovered that she'd gotten a phone call right before our appointment that her brother had committed suicide.
Oh, my.
And she had pulled herself together to go see patients. And that's what we do. That's what we do. And can you imagine the stress to do that?
No, I could not.
So I think we do that every day. And that's why we don't talk about it, because we want to have this persona, and I think rightly so, that we have our lives together. Now, I mentioned at MapCon, and this was the first time I disclosed it publicly, that I take antidepressants. And I fall into the depression category. And taking antidepressants has made a huge difference for me. And I don't feel like taking antidepressants should be any different than taking anti-inflammatories if you have a toothache, or taking, you know, antihistamines if you have allergies. But there's such a stigma to mental health that I think people don't want to come forth and fess up. And I have to say, at that MapCon, it was hard for me to say I take antidepressants.
Well, thank you for sharing. I I believe that there's less of a stigma now on taking antidepressants, or maybe it's because I go through so many medical records and I see the population, there over half the population is on antidepressants. Or is it just my visualization of seeing the population on antidepressants? I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that either. I mean, I'm sure the people that you see have pain issues, and so I don't know, but it's interesting that you have that viewpoint.
Yes. I wouldn't think that it's considered a stigma anymore. I think early on it would have been. I don't know. All I can say is thank you for sharing, but I think a lot of the clinical nursing and medical society wouldn't consider it a stigma.
If you were choosing between two web designers, and one said that they was on antidepressants and the other one said they weren't, and likewise they were both equally talented, which one do you think you would choose?
Whoever had more talented.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It wouldn't play any role. No. I think what would make a difference is if they said they were on opioids. there's a stigma there.
Untreated depression. I mean, I would rather deal with somebody who admits they've had depression, who is on antidepressants and living a normal life, than someone who is untreated and miserable.
Yes. I don't see a stigma for that. My personal opinion.
I think you're in, because you're in a medical setting, you're probably a little bit more informed than most people are. That's what I think. It's really interesting that there's a man named Rand Fishkin, and he's head of Moz, which is a big social media company. And a few years ago at South by Southwest, which is a big speaking event, he came clean about his fight with depression. And it's been a huge surprise for the entrepreneur community that he was willing to share what his experience is. So I think even in the entrepreneur community, people are becoming more open. And of course, we've had like some really sad high profile suicides with entrepreneurs like Kate Spade over the summer. And I can't remember the guy that was the chef.
Oh, Bourdain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're kind of, I think it's starting to be in the forefront of people's minds that, wow, this is tough.
Yes. I mean, as you had mentioned, it's a necessity. It's a chemical imbalance. It's a similar need to take just as you would an anti-inflammatory.
Right. Right. And I did want to mention, though, just in terms of getting help and people seeing a therapist, because you probably know more than me how many people go to see a therapist. But therapists, it's really interesting, are almost solopreneurs. You know, they have to find their own clients. They have to build their clients. They're having one-on-one relationships. And I have found that therapists are extremely understanding of the pressures on solopreneurs. So if people do choose to get help, I think it will be a very positive experience for them, because their therapist has gone through many of the things that they have gone through in running a business.
That's an excellent point. Yeah, it'd be someone good to bounce things off of, that or another solopreneur, you know, reaching right. out to someone else. They truly understand the ups and the downs, and finding someone else that's locked themselves out of their accounts with passwords. There's someone else out there that has done the same thing.
Oh, I know.
Hey, FYI, there's a password, such a thing as a password manager. It keeps track of all of your passwords.
That's what I installed LastPass. And so I installed it on my desktop computer.
And oh,
my
no.
laptop, I couldn't get into my email. So that's like everything good I've heard about LastPass. It's so funny. So I am going to get this resolved. But yeah. And my, it's just been a nightmare. So yeah, LastPass and I are not friends at this given moment.
Oh no. When we were done recording, I was going to tip you off on LastPass. What a great technology that is. Oh no.
I don't think they'll be sponsoring this show after this.
Well, I was going to say it's great. So there's a yin and a yang.
Well, and it's a learning curve, right? I think that's one thing I have learned throughout this whole burnout thing is just to be nice to myself. Like, this happens, this stuff, I don't know why it happened to me, but I'll resolve it, I'll learn it. You know, I think years ago, I probably would have beaten myself up for not knowing what I don't know. And now I just kind of ride with it and realize, yeah, it happens. This happens to all of us. And yeah.
I've done
stuff like wipe out my website accidentally. And oh, I think I've made all the mistakes in the book. So I don't mind sharing those with people because it's just part of what we do, unfortunately.
You and I are going to be great friends. We're going to stay in touch because I think I've learned the hard way on so many things as well.
So, I think it's the only way to learn. I don't know. Have you ever wiped out your website?
That I have not done. I have someone manage my website.
Okay.
So, yes, that
it's
I have not done. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. So what do you do with something like that? Meditate? Just to zen out?
You know, I'm a big meditator. I'm a big fan of meditation, and I've been meditating long enough that I can, during meditation, turn off those thoughts. However, the rest of the time, I mean, I have to admit, when I wiped out my website, I was just a mess. I was so angry at myself, and it was so, in hindsight, should have done something different. But so yeah, I just beat myself up a little bit and then feel sorry for myself and then get on with fixing it. There's no magic answer when you do something like that.
Yeah, no, there's not.
And I run a Facebook group called The Serene Solopreneur, and I share that kind of stuff with the people in my group. And I don't know that they appreciate it, but they certainly understand that they're all doing their own version of wiping out their website on some given day. So it may not be that, but it's something else.
Okay, so on Facebook, we can follow you on Serene Solopreneur. And what else? Because we can all learn from each other. How else do we follow you and learn?
So my group is a membership site, which means that members pay a monthly fee to join. And the benefit of that is my Facebook group is entirely hidden. And so you can bring up confidential stuff without anyone being able to search it on Facebook. The way to find me, you can find me on LinkedIn at Sue Allen Clayton. And my website is serenesolopreneur.com. And if you go on the website, there are a couple of downloads about self-care for solopreneurs and beating burnout for solopreneurs. So I'd love for people to go. And they're written primarily for women. They're written by me. And they're really practical. Like one of the things I said at MapCon about burnout was go back to the what I call the mom rules, right? All those rules we tell our kids to get enough sleep and eat properly and you know, clean your room, clean your environment, knock off the alcohol, don't drink too much. Go back to those rules to get you out of burnout. So those are the kinds of things that are in my downloads. They're very practical ways and things that I have learned that have helped me come out of the burnout experience.
Okay. And that you are, because you were a fun person at MapCon, let me tell you.
Thank you. I loved being there. And it inspired me to start a podcast of my own.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah, I went there without any expectation I would ever do that. And meeting you guys, like meeting you and Pat and some of the other people, I thought this is a great marketing tool. And I have all this content and all these interviews. Why not do a podcast? So look for that in October.
Oh, great. We sure will. We sure will. So we can find you on LinkedIn at Sue Allen Clayton and your Facebook page, Serene Solopreneur.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today. And don't forget to tune in next week for at the Legal Nurse Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
Have you signed up for the podcast transcripts yet? Be sure to pop over to http://lnc.tips/transcripts and request our podcast transcripts. They're free and invaluable. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.